Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
And welcome back to Live and Local Now. My name is Pat Casale. I'm filling in for my good friend Kevin away on holiday. You're listening to 790 Talk Now, the talk that rocks, and we are rocking. And if you're out there and you want to join in at 1-844-2-NEVADA, that's 844-263-8232. Love to get you on the line. You know, we've been talking about minimum wage and how the younger generation, this is what is looking at things totally different. They're not responsible. They don't know any better. They don't believe in tipping. And not realizing that tipping is what generates cash flow. You know, the casino industry is the only industry that pays their individuals minimum money because most of the money you make is derived from tokes, tips. Whether it be in a restaurant, whether it be parking cars, whether you're a dealer, everything's about tokes. You don't get tokes, you don't make any money. The casinos are going to have to raise their prices even higher in order to pay you. You know, I'm reading this article, and Jackie Rosen say maybe, maybe there has to be some kind of threshold because small business can't grow, but if you're a larger business, you can absorb it. This is her point. The Urban Chamber of Commerce, people should have the dignity that if you go to work, you should be proud of it. You should be making money, and I'm here to tell you, some of these jobs aren't careers. But then I read, you know, when you hear the argument about our kids and where things are going. First of all, I'm a person, but then things we need to bring vocational skills back to schools, because not everybody needs to go to college, not everybody should go to college. You wonder why they have all this college debt and they can't find work. College is not the panacea of life. It's not a guarantee that you're going to go to college, find a career. My son started out one area and now he's working in a totally different career. Why? Because that's called life. Education's important. But teaching skills, there's a lot of kids that want to do automotive skills. They have the talent. Print shop, wood shop, all that good stuff that teaches them how to broaden their perspective. And then I read in today's RJ, 3B, K-12 pledge rule removal riles GOP. A new set of education regulations approved Thursday has Republicans worried that it could mean things like the Pledge of Allegiance might not be taught K-12. That alone is tearing down the infrastructure of the United States of America. Republican lawmakers on the Legislative Commission said the removal of certain social studies standards, including one that requires students to recognize the Pledge of Allegiance, might give teachers too much wiggle room and lack of accountability. I will tell you, point blank, not teaching your kids, the kids in the United States of America, about the Pledge of Allegiance and how to be responsible and stand for the flag is an irresponsible move, and it would be one more step closer to a socialistic surge and an end of the country that we know as the United States of America. This is why our youth doesn't have any clues. Parents don't get involved. Now, the Legislative Commission, which handles regulatory changes between regulatory legislative sessions, voted 7-5 to approve the new regulations. 6 Democrats voted against it, and then, of course, there's Patricia Farley, who's really a Democrat. She calls herself an independent. This is the fraud who was elected and then changed and then says she's no longer a Republican. Okay? Steve Cavanaro, the state superintendent for public instruction, said the change mirrors a trend in education and moving away from specified language and standards based more on broad conceptual critical thinking. Critical, my behind! You go to school, you should rise for the national anthem, and you should pray, you should put your hand on your heart and pledge allegiance to the flag. Every nation around the world does that, respects their country. If you respect our nation, you're a bad person. And I like Assemblywoman Maggie Carlton. However, she disagrees, saying that Nevada's historically poor education is why things need to be shaken up. Listen, taking out certain classes, certain social study classes in education is not the answer. The reason our school system is dumbed down is on purpose. You move to the United States of America, you should be able to speak English fluently. If you can't, get the hell out. This is the United States of America. We shouldn't assimilate to you. You need to assimilate to us. You came to our country, the land of opportunity. You know, it's funny. I read consistently all the time about how everybody's trying to get into our country, and then we hear how bad it is internally. If it was so freaking bad, why are people wanting to come here? The land of opportunity is there. Jackie Rosen's idea of going to $15 an hour or more is ridiculous. It's going to stimulate a stagnant economy. You're looking at creating inflation because if you raise rates to pay, the cost of doing business is going to rise. How do we offset it? We have to raise the cost of goods. Hence, then $15 an hour is still minimum wage. Do the math. We have got to get down to the grassroots. This is the problem in America. And you know what? Since we have a president like Trump, look what's happened to the average incomes. They are up. We have more jobs than people. The problem is our people aren't educated where they need to be in school. They're not learning the trades. Do you know what a plumber makes? The average plumber who works for a good company makes 6 figures. If he's any good, electricians make a lot of money. They make at least $75,000, $80,000. I'm talking about plumbers. Construction workers make good money, make big wages. Here's your problem, and this is guaranteed proof that I'm right. On the Strip, you have union burden. They demand you use the unions, which is about 20 to 30% above the norm. Well, if I got to pay 20 to 30% more for the labor for benefits and all that good stuff, guess what? Who am I going to charge? I'm going to charge the people that want the building 20 or 30% more. That's how it works. That's common sense. Something that lacks in the United States of America. Again, college is not for everybody. Being an entrepreneur is a wonderful gift. Not everybody's cut to go to college. They want to be successful. I am here to tell you that it's time for us to stop financing failure. You want to know why college debts are so ridiculous? When Bernie talks about free college for all, how the hell do you fund the educators who are going to teach our students? What are you going to pay them? Are we going back to Little House on the Prairie? We're going to give them chickens. We're going to give them cattle. They can slaughter the calves themselves. I mean, you guys all talk with paper rear ends. Do you not understand where we're going in the United States of America? How in the hell can you think that we're going to just give everybody more money? Where's the money going to come from? If our government was ever fiscally responsible and if they did what they were supposed to do from the beginning, our nation would rock roll like it always has. You got more people on Medicaid or on disability than ever before because of Obama's stupidity. You have food stamps going down. They were on the rise under one president. They're down. They're on the rescinding. They're going down. Why are they dropping? Because people are working. They're feeling good about themselves. When you go to work, I think back to the Andy Griffith Show. I give you a quarter to do your chores. Well, why? You know, Dad, why? Because when you do something good and you get paid, you get rewarded, you feel good about it. When you go to get a job and you get a pay raise, I don't know of anything better. I remember my first job making $7.50 an hour. He gave me $1.50 and I went to $9. I thought I was going to kiss his behind. That's how it works. You earn your way. You earn your keep in this country. We've got to stop thinking about everybody needs to be – it's a free ride. If everybody could stay home and the money was mailed to them, how are they going to eat, even if they had the money? Because if there's nobody stocking the shelves, if nobody's delivering the food to the grocery stores, how do you eat? With all the rules and regulations imposed by the left, specifically in the trucking industry, you wonder why there's a glut of 51,000 truck drivers in the nation? The reason these companies are figuring out other alternative ways, they're going to cost jobs. The left consistently does things that cost us jobs. It's pathetic. You got to start thinking outside the box. When you look at Uber, and for those of you that drive Uber, I'm not against you at all. But if I owned medallions for a cab company, all the government did is allow me to lose money. And then I was talking to Jeremy Arguello, and he told me point blank, he thinks Uber will be done in 10 years. Things are going to change in the United States. You're going to see driverless cars. Why? Because they don't want to pay you. McDonald's now using automation for you to buy your hamburgers. Why? Because they can't afford to pay $15 an hour. So instead of having 100 employees, we'll have 40 or 30. We'll pay them $15 an hour. Does that solve the problem? How do our college kids, our youngsters, learn at 16? Remember getting your worker's permit to go get a job? Why did you get a job? Because you wanted to make a few extra bucks. Because your parents giving you a fin or $10 for allowance wasn't enough. You had gas money. Go to a gas station today with $5 and get gas. You get less than 2 gallons. So you go to work and you make money. Now they're talking about gas prices dropping under $2.70 this fall. Okay, now you get 2 gallons of gas for $5.40. Bottom line is, you got to work. You got to teach your youth to be responsible. You put them they get a job, they work, they make money. They see if they work harder and they show up on time and they do what they're supposed to, they get paid more. They get more responsibility. Then when they go into the real world, they're prepared. You know, I can speak for high schools here in town. I've got many of my players are now in college, and they told me point blank, our school system, Clark County, did not prepare them for college. That's what I heard from the kids. Good students, I'm talking great students that excelled, are struggling. You know why? Because they weren't prepared. Because of all the rules and regulations imposed by the left, you're taking away the teachable moments in school. You're not allowing our kids and our youth to prosper and move forward. It's time to step aside, politicians, both sides. Get the hell out of the way. You screwed up healthcare, and you're screwing up our youth. We are the United States of America. Maybe more people should start watching my three sons from the early 60s to see what it's like to be a father and have the accolades from your kids and how they raise their kids. Watch those shows. That's what America was all about. You watch them today, it's ridiculous. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local Now. Stay tuned for more.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back to Live and Local Now. My name is Pat Casale. You know, the last segment I was a little crazy, but you know, it's amazing how we could have legislators in the United States of America that are willing to take away the Pledge of Allegiance in high school and grammar school. We're not going to teach it through K through 12. That's absurd. It's amazing. And you know the worst part about it? We don't want to teach history. The United States has a history. I'm sorry, we had slavery at one time. But who brought the slavery to the United States? The English? Isn't it interesting? We had a football game last year in England. And Ravens players stood for the anthem of England, the UK, but took a knee for the United States national anthem. Schmucks, you don't know what you're doing. It was the English that brought slavery to the United States. Know your history. It's amazing. I'm floored. It was a way of life. It was the way things were. They changed. It improved. It's called growth. The number here is 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I think a greater tragedy in this world is not educating our youth. Not bringing our kids up to speed and teaching them how great the United States of America is. Explain and teach to our kids why people from around the world come here. From India. From everywhere. France. Italy. When you look at New Mexico, the reason that we may have a terrorist in this country is simple. It's because We're going to enable it to happen. We're going to finance the failures. It's time for people to stand up and realize they are Americans. They need to acclimate to the United States of America. You know what's funny? The Hispanic families are very, very family oriented. They're very conservative for the most part. They really, really are. And it's amazing that people don't recognize they really are conservative. The word conservative is a weird word because what it means is that you're practical. Here's a word. Here's what a conservative point. If the stove is hot and you touch it, you burn your hand. Do you touch it again? No. Why? For fear you're going to get burned again. That's being conservative. You realize it's a bad move. It's like going to play in traffic. Do you want to go play in traffic? You get hit by a car. You could die. That's why you don't do it. It's respect. People said to me, corporal punishment from a father or a mother is wrong. Why? If I break the rules, I'm accountable. When you start, I'm young. Because here's my thing. When you get older, your parent, a whacking up behind from your parent won't matter anymore. But if you get in the system and you get arrested, you got a real problem. We go to the phones. My man Cassius, I love this guy. Good morning. How are you? You're going to give me Cassius. Oh. Hi, Cassius.
Hey, how you doing, Patrick?
Very, very good, sir.
Good. You know, I heard you mention the Andy Griffith Show and my three sons, and a perfect trifecta would be Leave It to Beaver. And
but that, which, by the way, follows my three sons on MeTV.
That's right. So as a cultural observer, not having lived during that time, but looking at those television shows, one cannot draw complete conclusions as to what life was like in the United States. However, when I was going to school, I was being told that shows like Leave It to Beaver and the other two were unrealistic representations of family life in the United States. And I was being conditioned to believe that the ideal, and that's exactly what those were, Leave It to Beaver and My Three Sons and Andy Griffith, and Leave It to Beaver in particular, where you had a married couple that had offspring and they had a very normal family life. I was being told that that was not the norm, and in fact, it's abnormal, and you're not supposed to look at that as anything to adhere to or to admire. And in fact, that was exactly what the leftists and the neo-Marxists have been trying to do over these years, is to make that type of family life seem somehow antithetical to what America is and our families. And I find that to be most destructive. It's been going on since the mid-60s, because there were families like that. I know it for a fact.
So do I.
My family was like that. I grew up with other people that had families, intact families that dressed well and behaved themselves well and comported themselves well and behaved in that manner. Because there are exceptions that are imperfect, doesn't negate or draw any negative, falsity to these examples like Andy Griffith and Leave It to Beaver. So I think when you say the country, United States, used to be like this and used to be like that. It did. It used to be like that. And the reason that it is not is for many reasons. One is cultural, and one is the massive third world immigration flood that's coming in here since the 65 legislation and really at full blast since the early 70s. That has really affected about exactly how American culture and the American family is viewed. You just made a mention about Hispanic family values. And that's largely a myth. Hispanic family values are no better, and in some ways they are worse, than what we'll call traditional Western values of family. And we are being told that they are not only the new immigrant, specifically the Hispanic immigrant, is somehow superior to us in terms of their work ethic.
Cassius, hold your thought. I want to bring you back because I love the way you speak. Please, we're going to go to a short break. I'll bring you right back, okay? That's Cassius. We got Alex. We're going to get you on. If you want to call, it's 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. But it's time to get back to the way we were in this country. Stay tuned for more Talk That Rocks.
Fox Business Network. On Wall Street, the major averages are mixed in afternoon trading as investors are hoping that the U.S. and Canada will reach a preliminary trade deal. And Americans are still optimistic about the economy. The consumer sentiment reading from the University of Michigan this month is stronger than expected, but still remained at the lowest reading for the year. The survey considers hundreds of consumers' views on economic prospects, accounting for sentiment on personal finances, inflation, unemployment, government policies, and interest rates. And Chick-fil-A fans, listen up. Free up some space on your smartphone for free chicken nuggets. Now through September 29th, Chick-fil-A is offering free orders of nuggets to everyone who creates a Chick-fil-A One account or signs into the chain's updated smartphone app. The giveaway is for regular and grilled 8-count nuggets and can be redeemed at more than 23 locations nationwide. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Members of the public are filing past John McCain's casket under the Capitol Dome.
For just the 30th time, an American citizen lies in state at the Capitol Rotunda.
It's only right that today, near the end of his long journey, John lies here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell paying tribute at a ceremony here. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama will speak at a memorial service tomorrow in Washington before McCain is buried at the Naval Academy this weekend.
Fox's Jared Halpern. John McCain served in Congress for 35 years. His wife Cindy stopped to sit at his desk in the Senate chamber today. In Detroit, Faith Hill among the many performers at a church celebration for Aretha Franklin. A procession of more than 100 pink Cadillacs led the way to Greater Grace Temple. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. One in six Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today,
right,
or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand. For each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Welcome back. My name is Pat Cassell. This is Live and Local Now, filling in for my good friend Kevin Wall, who's on a holiday weekend. And don't forget to be back next week. Monday will be best of. We go back to the phones. Cassius, continue your your banter is a good word, I guess, because my mom loved it, by the way, just for the record.
Yes, thank you. I'll make this brief. I just wanted to say, since you're interested in this subject, as to what has happened to the United States and our culture since, let's say, 1960, I highly recommend a book by Charles Murray. He's one of the co-authors of The Bell Curve. Very, very smart man. He's one of the guys that is not allowed to speak on campus, and there's riots and demonstrations every time he tries to speak. But he wrote a book called Coming Apart, and it's basically, I highly recommend you pick it up, Patrick, because it really discusses all aspects of American culture and why we are in the state that we are in now. But I would just venture to round it up this way. The communists, the Marxists, and the neo-Marxists in the United States and the new left have always said, and they've said it quite plainly, that we will destroy you by getting to your children. And that's exactly what they've been doing since 1965 in the colleges. The unrest in the late 60s, the anti-Vietnam War demonstrations, so forth and so on, the denormalization of everything that was holy and healthy in the American family. Now, these people are in charge, and their ideology has not changed. So we have to look to what happened in the past, like I say, from the 60s, and why everything that we hold dear, and our values and our customs and our mores, we need to protect those or at least preserve them. So thank you very much, and hope to talk to you again soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you. Now, my good friend Cassius, we go to Alex. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and listen to the gentleman. Yes, this is me. This is Alex. The gentleman that just spoke said everything I was going to say. I mean, I can't even believe he said word for word practically. I'm Hispanic, and my wife's from Mexico, and she told me that when she was in the university in Mexico City, leftist communists would actually come into the big university in Mexico City and tell people that they were going to infiltrate the United States through the school system, through population migration, and they were going to change us over and basically take over and conquest the southwest part of the United States. And look what we have seen. The gentleman that just spoke, those of you who are Democrats should listen, because everything he said is right. When I was a young kid, I remember we used to actually do the Pledge of Allegiance with a lot of pride. And a friend of mine, they used to go to school in Arizona, says that back in those days, back in the early 60s, they used to open the school day with a prayer. Now, what is wrong with any of this stuff that the gentleman said and anything I've said? Nothing except the truth. And unfortunately, the Democrats, a lot of them, I think, are brainwashed to think that our country is evil and bad. If they think it's that bad, being as I'm a Hispanic, born in South America, I'm not going to specify which country, pack up your bags and leave the country. And if you think we can improve the country, let's work on it. That's all I have to say.
I appreciate you very much. Thank you for the call, Alex, and thanks for holding. You know, this is the interesting thing about the Hispanic community, that they get portrayed in such different ways by the press, the fake news. I mean, this past week we heard that CNN lied. They perpetrated a fraud, and they won't recant what they said. Let Lanny Davis actually recant what he said. So it's kind of a joke. But let's break it down this way. The average Hispanic goes to church. They're very Catholic. They're very, very family-oriented. You know, it's patriarchal family. You have the father, you have the mother. I was reading a book by Pat Cooper, the first passage about his father who came here from Italy, from Sicily, and how he did things and how he was raised. But that was the core of our country. But we're breaking it down. We're not looking at things the way we should. And I will sit here and tell you, anybody who believes that there wasn't a husband and wife raising their kids, the thing about I watch my three sons on a daily basis because I just enjoy the show. And now it's in the 1961 year when it first started. And it's interesting the respect that is garnered, and they give you some great livable moments, teachable moments that we have forgotten, we have gotten away from. And it's sad because we don't realize how important our grandparents are. Well, like we should. We don't realize how important it is to have a family. I mean, you know, when you consider there's a lot of rhetoric regarding how our welfare system makes sure that our poor communities stay separated. If you have a kid, but if you live with your man, you get less money. So you can have children and you live separately. Don't get married. These are all things being pushed upon our people. And I'm sorry, but George Soros is behind changing the ideology of a nation that was built on pride and principles and hard work. It's amazing to me that the left does not see the forest for the trees. I wouldn't call myself a conservative. I would call myself a man of America, common sense. I am very proud to live in the United States of America. I am very proud to stand up and put my hand on my heart and say the Pledge of Allegiance or salute the flag during the national anthem. When I see a police officer, every now and then I'll say thank you. You know, when I get pulled over for speeding, I don't bust their balls. I say I'm sorry. And for more than one reason. The most important reason is the guy's got the power to pen. He can really write me up big time. But if you're a gentleman or if you're a lady, honey always works a whole lot better than vinegar. Why would I want to upset the apple cart? And most people are putting their lives on the line for you and me. Our first responders, the fire department, EMT guy. I mean, these people are fat women and men, are fabulous human beings. They don't get the respect they deserve. Miami Dolphins, 2 weeks ago, the football game was in respect to first responders. They took the knee. These are jerkamos. Oh, I love this. This was internet radio. The language I'd be using right now would be pathetic. They're all idiots. You know, for the longest period of time, every time I hear about a new campaign, this is the most important election of our lives. In the midterm elections, the reason this is going to be so important is because we have so many people want to do evil things to the people in the United States. A sanctuary city does not make sense. Supporting idiots that take kids to try to create terrorists or kill a three-year-old and because of a technicality, they're allowed to get out of jail, we have a problem in America. Politics has become the fodder of the country that could take us down. Donald Trump has done a lot of crazy things. Some of his tweets drive me crazy as well as the most people out there. Sometimes, you know, he needs to have a little thicker skin. But the reality is this man cares about the United States of America. And what he has done for this country in less than 2 years is mind-boggling. I'm floored. He has accomplished so much in such a short period of time that I'm floored. Our economy is rocking and rolling. Our military is, we are now a military power again like we should have been. And you know what's funny? Somebody said to me, we're spending too much money on our military. If we would have maintained the equipment all along, we wouldn't have to spend all the money to refurbish it or buy brand new equipment. What we had was really good. When you see a soldier, tip your hat. You know what? If they're sitting at a table buying, they want a cup of coffee, buy them a cup of coffee. Imagine, they don't make a lot of money, but imagine. These people are putting their lives on the line for you and me. We piss away our money on a lot of things. You see a police officer coming in there, and he's going to buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks, buy that cup of coffee. Or at McDonald's, buy that man a hamburger. Make them feel appreciated. Instead, we have a press that portrays the police departments in the United States as the bad guys. Let's go to Chicago. How are they doing in Chicago? You know, I hear about gun control all the time. The bad guys get the guns, folks. It always happens and always will happen. You realize the FBI until 1932 was not able to carry guns? I think it was the Kansas City massacre that changed that course of time. There are a lot of things that you and I don't know, but common sense we should all be aware of. And if we can't wake up and smell the coffee and realize where we live and how great it is to live where we live, there's something missing. You know, I'm a proud American. I have a wife. I have a wonderful family. You know, I have a great mom. You know, my mom is 82 years old. I don't have a dad. If I lose my mom, I'm an orphan. I don't want to lose her. I'm an only child. Yeah, but I do have kids, but still. And all we can do in this life is plant seeds, which is our children, water it, use the right materials to make it grow and flourish. When I watch these series on TV, and I named a few old ones, it's amazing. You know, it was really amazing in the late 50s and early 60s, they didn't portray the father as the jerk or the schmuck. They portrayed him as an authoritative person in the household who led with common sense and guidance. Then we evolved. And then you had All in the Family, and everything has changed. I mean, if you watch the series from the 70s, The Jeffersons, or better yet, Good Times, this is about two black families. And The Jeffersons, you saw George Jefferson a black man make it big in the business of the cleaning business. He had several stores, very wealthy. But then if you watch Good Times, the Evans family was a family. They had hard times, but they never broke the law. They raised their kids. They had three beautiful children. They raised their kids to be successful. Florida was religious. She would clean houses. And whenever her husband could get a job, James, he would get that job and he would work hard. They would bring the money home as a family. If you ever watched the movie Grapes of Wrath, if you watched that movie was very, very communistic. But the one thing about it was great. These people took pride in work. Old men were picking stuff in the fields because they wanted to make sure that they had food on the table. During the Depression, people would work to get a meal. It's all relative. We have got to get back to what makes this nation great. We cannot rely on the government to feed us and do everything for us. We have got to do it for ourselves. We have got to be accountable. You know, I listen to people talk a lot. They all like to talk the talk, but did they walk the walk? It was interesting to listen to Jim Brown, a black man who many looked at as a rebel, anti-white. Never was. He's just pro-black. He walked into the Crips and the Bloods in California, unarmed, and made a peace. He supports the president. He also says some of the things he does I may not always agree with, but he is approachable, and I like what's going on in our country. And I would always stand for the flag. And none of these kids today have an understanding of truly what the American flag represents. Jim Brown was raised with racial tensions at an all-time high. The man should have won the Heisman Trophy and was not provided that gift that he deserved. He's the greatest football player of all time, bar none. The reason he quit the NFL is when the owner of the then Cleveland Browns, I can't think of the guy's name, he owned the Ravens as well, said, hey, if you don't come back, I'm going to impose a fine. Brown goes, you're going to impose a fine? Eat it. I quit. Brown to this day admits he made a mistake by quitting too soon, but so did the former Cleveland Browns owner. You know, there was no reason for it. Jim Brown was laying the groundwork for race relations going forward. So was Bill Russell. If you know any history about that, you'll notice when Muhammad Ali said, I'm not going to go to fight and I'm not going to go to Vietnam, the major black athletes of the world came out to support him after they interviewed him. Bill Russell, Willie Davis of the Packers, Jim Brown. These are and so did Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then Lew Alcindor. They wanted to make sure what he was doing was for the right reasons, not for a fraud. And guess what? They supported him. And as time went by, Muhammad Ali was an icon, a major deity of his own of the times. But nobody understands and nobody recognizes that. My name is Pat Cassell. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We'll wrap it up. And if you want to join in, please, 1-844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Be right back.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, how does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed, but with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%, and it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're back. Final segment of the day of the week. We have a long weekend ahead of us. It's Labor Day, baby, and that means you just enjoy the weekend and have some fun. I remember the days where the Jerry Lewis telethon was an automatic. Sunday night, you couldn't miss it. All day Monday. And then you hear Jerry sing. You won't walk alone. We go back to the phones, and we go to James, who wants to discuss the culture of the 21st century. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Patrick. Happy Labor Day weekend. And I just wanted to follow on to what Cassius and what Alex said in general broad brushes. I concur with both of their statements. There's also another good book by Peter Brimelow called Alien Nation, which also kind of follows on with Charles Murray's Coming Apart. And Victor Davis Hanson from Stanford, you've probably heard him. He has a podcast where he discusses, especially on immigration, illegal immigration, especially as to how it affects California. And what Alex was talking about was the Reconquista, and that's what Mi Familia Vota and La Raza and these other ethnic front groups are all about. Is about bifurcating culturally the United States of America. And it's funny, one of their heroes is Cesar Chavez. Did you know that Cesar Chavez was an adamant opponent of illegal immigration? When he was organizing United Commercial Farm Workers Union, he would form at the border. He called them, I'm using his words, not mine, he called them wet lines so he could repel the wetback back across the border because it was undermining his efforts to try to organize the commercial farm workers. Because it was undermining their wage structure. Of course, that's common sense. That's exactly right. Ralph Abernathy, second in charge to Martin Luther King, he marched with them. Walter Mondale marched with them. They knew that was the old Democratic Party. They knew that it was undermining their efforts to keep the blue-collar voter. That's why when Reagan was running for office, many of them became Blue Dog Democrats and voted for Reagan, and then later on became Republicans. And Victor Davis Hanson said one of the cultural touchstones, Patrick, was the 1994 World Cup, which we hosted. And in Los Angeles at the Coliseum, when Mexico played the United States, you had people that were booing the American players, throwing batteries and things like that at them. burning the American flag and waving proudly the Mexican flag. Like you said, these are the same people that would never countenance returning back to Mexico, and yet they anxiously and happily burn the flag of the country that accepted them with open arms and low expectations. And that's the problem, Patrick. Back in the My Three Sons generation, Ozzie and Harriet, Leave It to Beaver, The Andy Griffith Show, immigrants that came to this country, number one, had to have tangible skills. They couldn't become a public charge. They had to have a sponsor. They had to be disease-free. They had to be able to speak the language and assimilate. And when you have an immigrant culture that refuses to do any of those things and is working for low wages, they have low skills, they're illiterate in our language and oftentimes illiterate in their own language, that's going to do nothing, Patrick, but undermine the culture of the United States as well as its economic potential. So I just wanted to leave that with you and reiterate what Cassius and Alex said are exactly right. And unfortunately, we have political leaders, leaders in colleges who just want cheap, you know, students there that take 10 years to get a bachelor's degree and some ethnic studies degree. And it's an unholy cabal between the culture, the media, the bureaucracy, foundations. They're all left-leaning. And if you were to do what Cassius or Alex says, you're to be a homophobe, you're to be a racist. Look, for example, in Florida, all of a sudden now saying monkey in a pejorative way, talking about screwing things up, monkey-wrenching things. Now you're a white racist, white nationalist, and it's a dog whistle. And even if you compliment some African-Americans on being articulate, that's a racist dog whistle. I got one last question to ask you. If it's a racist dog whistle to white Americans, how come blacks can hear it so clearly? That's all I had.
James, well said. The reason I couldn't interject an opinion is because everything you said was spot on. I wish you a great and happy holiday weekend. And it's interesting because I remember back in the 80s, Washington Redskins on a Monday night football game, and Howard Cosell, and if anybody thought he was a racist, they don't know anything about Howard Cosell. His biggest hero was Jackie Roosevelt Robinson, and one of his best friends was Muhammad Ali. In fact, he was Muhammad Ali's counselor trying to help him all along. He called Alvin Garrett of the Washington Redskins a little monkey. Look at that little monkey run. He had a game. He was only 5'7", 170 pounds. He was playing in a monster sport with gladiators, and he ran them apart in a Monday night game. And the press ate him alive. And that's all I have to say about that, other than people are ignorant. You know, sometimes you use language. People have to stop being thin-skinned and reading between the lines when there is nothing in between the lines. Racism has become a punchline. And I'm sorry, but you know what? In all honesty, maybe we could be more accountable to the black community. Maybe it's funny. The reason the black community is starting to embrace Trump is they're seeing unemployment numbers drop and things are happening. Their home ownership is up. And by the same token, they realize he recognizes everybody, whereas the Democrats really recognize Hispanics over black community. This was Candace Owens' statement the other day. You know, we have a bunch of people on the left hierarchy that want to keep people under their thumbs. Remember, a country big enough to give you everything is a country big enough to take it away. And that's a fact. I'd like to thank you all for allowing me to be part of your weekend. I wish you the best. Kevin will be back on Tuesday. Don't forget Best of Kevin on Monday. My name is Pat Casal. This is Live and Local Now. I want to thank you all. God bless. Have a great week.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com. Roberto's Taco Shop,
real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.